Residents of Mikoryuk on Nunavak Island are seeking more involvement and more muskox harvest. This is happening as the 20-year-old agreement that guides management is set to undergo changes. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
The harvest of muskoxen is currently split between a registration hunt for cows and a costly permit lottery for bulls that's largely utilized by out-of-town sport hunters led by local guides. Managers have issued just 5 cows for the local registration hunt over the past 3 years and have given out 30 or more bull permits that mostly go to outsiders. Mikoryuk's Dale Smith spoke at a recent meeting in Bethel with state and federal managers.
The way it stands now, they're favoring a commercial enterprise over subsistence way of living. And it was evident when they voted on that in early January. So, of all the things we discussed, the main issue is subsistence priority, and that's our stance right now.
82 people signed a petition asking for an allocation of more muskoxen for Mikoryuk residents. They're seeking 30 more muskoxen, which will be taken from the outside permit hunt. In efforts to become more active in management, members of Mikoryuk's Tribal Council have formed a federally recognized tribal conservation district through the USDA. This program allows groups to take a part in managing natural resources and establishing conservation priorities. They can seek funding and build partnerships with other agencies. They unsuccessfully asked the Board of Game for an emergency allocation of muskoxen this January. Missing at the meeting in Bethel were the guides and transporters that earn their living working with out-of-town hunters. There are no predators on Nunavak Island, where muskoxen were first introduced back in 1936, but it's not necessarily straightforward to manage them. A 1992 agreement sets a goal of maintaining a population between 500 and 550 muskoxen. That's muskoxen alive after the hunt, but before calves are born. The island has been below that level since 2009. There were more cows harvested prior to 2010-2011, but the last few years has shown poor survival of calves. Whereas there used to be around 100 calves per year, now they're getting more like 60. The bull-to-cow ratio is also out of balance, getting as high as 138 bulls per 100 cows. Patrick Jones is a biologist with the Department of Fish and Game.
When you have that many bulls, they're probably injuring a few cows. We'd like to have that number about 80 bulls per 100 cows. And so we have the surplus of bulls, even though the population's below our objective, we have the surplus of bulls, and it's to our benefit to lower that bull-cow ratio. So we've been allowing extra bull harvest. We have it, it's available, and it's to the benefit of the population at this point.
A huge factor is the health of the food supply. The Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge does not have current data on the health of that range. The island's 1,853 reindeer eat on the same territory. The Board of Game and Federal Subsistence Board are at the end of their 2-year cycles for taking up proposals, but the group does want to pursue designation of the muskox as a subsistence priority species. Managers at the meeting agreed to revise the 1992 document that sets the foundation for muskox management on the island. There will be a meeting in March on the island to discuss revisions and meet with stakeholders. I'm Ben Matheson.